Rabbi Jeremy Stanton.
Morning, Rabbosai. Following in the minhag of going through the Haftorah each week, this week, not going through the Haftorah of Re'eh, but the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. In fact, there's actually a machlokas whether we do Shabbos Rosh Chodesh this week. Siman Tov Chaf Aleph in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings two opinions, but the generally accepted one is that we do the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh because we've got both in this week. We've got the subject of Rosh Chodesh itself, as well as the subject of the Shiva Denechemosa. Not Shiva Denechemta, the word Nechemosa, which we all know from Kaddish, Tushbechosa Venechemosa, the word is consolations, and the Shiva Denechemosa, the seven consolation Haftoros, are done now. And B'li Ayin Hara, even if we didn't have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, this would be a beautiful Haftorah because of the subject itself, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch as well. It's got the subject of Nechama in it. In fact, if you know the Haftorah of the first day of Sukkot from the last parak of Zechariah, it links together with Yeshaya. We're on the last parak of Yeshaya today. We're learning about this parak Samach Vav of Yeshaya and relating to the last parak, parak Yudalad of Zechariah. Zechariah comes first and Yeshaya comes second. Put the two together. Zechariah talks about the war of Gog and Magog that will happen around the time of Moshiach. And Yeshaya talks about immediately after the war is over. So if you heard the Haftorah of the first day of Sukkot, together with the Haftorah Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and you link the two together. That's what the Mahal and Mephoshim explain the two together. So, number one, out of interest, most of us may notice in the course of the year some Haftorahs get repeated. Noach is a mixture of Kiseitse and Re'eh in that order. So therefore, since we're not going to do Re'eh this week, we will do Re'eh in 2 weeks' time in Kiseitse, do the two together, Kiseitse first and then Re'eh. It carries on, two go together, and it makes Noach. So we'll do Noach twice within a couple of months. One more point is just the subject of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh itself. One would think that Shabbos Rosh Chodesh can happen 12 or 13 times. It must be the most popular Haftorah. The answer is it isn't. If everybody knows, the most popular Haftorah that we have is Dirshu Hashem Mimotza'o. Because that Dirshu Hashem is the one that gets done at least 5 times a year. L'Ayin Hara. The Haftorah Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, first of all, there are two Rosh Chodoshim which cannot fall on a Shabbos. And they are Kislev and Sivan. Rosh Chodesh of Kislev and of Sivan can never be a Shabbos. Never has happened since the calendar has been fixed 1700 years ago. Sivan is not particularly difficult. There's only one day. There's no two. Iyar has got only 29 days. And Rosh Chodesh Sivan can never fall on a Shabbos. Consequently, it never happens. Rosh Chodesh Kislev is more interesting because sometimes Cheshvan has 30 days and sometimes Cheshvan only has 29. However it's worked, the point being, if you're going to have a Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, the rule is simple. Either it's the 30th or it's the 1st. The day after the 29th of every month is always Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh always follows on the next day of the week to what it was. So, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, which is the only way where we don't call it Rosh Chodesh, but on any normal Rosh Chodesh, last month, Rosh Chodesh Av was on a Friday. So the next Rosh Chodesh will be a Shabbos. It might be a Shabbos on a Sunday. It might just be a Shabbos on its own. The interesting thing about the end of Cheshvan is that the 29th of Cheshvan can never be a Friday. Therefore, the day after the 29th of Cheshvan, whether it's the 30th or the 1st, it can't be a Shabbos. If the 29th can't be a Friday, then the day after can't be a Shabbos. What could happen is the 29th might be a Thursday. If the 29th is a Thursday and the 30th is a Friday, the 1st might be a Shabbos. The only thing is, whenever the 29th of a Cheshvan falls on a Thursday, Cheshvan cannot have 30 days. So if it's 29 days, it becomes on a Thursday. If you ever get 29th of Cheshvan on Thursday, you should know the next day is the 1st of Kislev. You can never have the 30th if the 29th was on a Thursday. And that way it works out that how many times can you get Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos? Cheshvan, beginning of Cheshvan you can have, Shavat, Iyar, Tammuz, and Elul. Why do I say only five? Well, there are officially seven. Rosh Chodesh Tishri is Rosh Hashanah. So we don't do Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, even if it is on Shabbos. It's Rosh Hashanah. Right? We do the Haftarah regarding Chanah. What else? Teves. Rosh Chodesh Teves is always on Chanukah. So it's not Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It has the Haftarah of Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah. Adar Sheni and Adar. If you just got Adar Sheni or Adar, then what do you have? Then you have Shabbos Shkolim. Nisan. You've got Shabbos HaChodesh. So they're the only ones that are left. Well, Av is a machlokas. Rare that it happens that Av, Rosh Chodesh, falls on a Shabbos. Only in a year where Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos do you get Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Av. It's the only time. And that happens on average 10 times in 87 years, which isn't very common. So therefore that's rather unlikely. So you do get it, and even then there's a machlokas as to whether you do Shim Udvar Hashem or you do Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. There's a machlokas on that, and different sides, different opinions on what to do. And finally, regarding an Adar Rishon as well, Adar Rishon can be a Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon can fall on Shabbos. It happens on average 10 times in every 84 years. 10 times in 84. So it's not very common. So there are only five of them that happen relatively regularly, including the one. And normally, so every year there's one or two. Let's get back to the subject itself. Right. So we've got this perek, the last perek of Yeshayahu HaNavi, is where he's telling us about the Beis HaMikdash, he's telling us about the future Beis HaMikdash, he's telling us about the Geula HaAsida, where the Bnei Yisrael will be brought back to Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in the later psukim. What does it say? So the first pasuk says, Kor Ma Hashem HaShomayim Kis'i V'Oretz Hadom Ragloi. The heavens are my throne, and the earth is my footstool, like a king sits on a throne and puts his feet on the footstool. The two go together. And the Radak explains that Yeshayahu HaNavi is telling the people off for their lack of respect for the Beis HaMikdash. He's saying, you bring korbanos. We've got psukim here telling you about the people, their attitude to bringing korbanos. Mi'at Hashem, we'll have a Beis HaMikdash and we'll start again and do it properly. But the general attitude, the criticism that Yeshayahu HaNavi was giving was that the people have an attitude, you got a Beis HaMikdash, great, let's go and bung in a korban, there you are, throw a korban at the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and you've done that, great, I've done my, God done my duty, and go off and carry on doing Averis again. That was the attitude. That's the attitude the Nevi'im are criticizing. A sense of, we've got a Beis HaMikdash, lovely, get all our Averis forgiven, and go ahead and do some more Averis. That was the attitude. And Hashem says, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in you coming along like that. Yes, you think that you can come to my house like that? Do you think that you come to bring, it's my house, you're coming into my house? It's not, Hashem says, the Beis HaMikdash is not my house. My house is the entire universe. Hashem HaMelech said, the whole universe can't contain the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Hashem said, I didn't command you to build a Beis HaMikdash in order that you should come along, bring your korbanos and eat them there. I commanded you to build a Beis HaMikdash so that you bring your hearts towards me. You've got somewhere to daven, a designated place to daven to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and your korbanos you bring with the feelings you put into the korbanos, to every single aspect of the korban is going to be appreciated what it means. To go into an appreciation of every part of the animal, and you're donating that part of yourself to serving the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is what the idea was. And unfortunately, your attitude is all wrong. You don't care about improving yourselves with the korbanos. All you're doing is bringing the korban as if I've done my duty, paid my tax, and now I can go ahead, go and make some more money. That's the attitude. So says Yeshaya, where's this house? Where's the house you build for me? You think you're building me a house? Rabban Shalom is so happy. Very nice, we built him a nice big house. He'll be so happy, good, we can count doing what we like. We built him his house. Pasuk carries on, all this my hand has done. All these things have come along. You're very nice, you've got a base of Mikdash. But your korbonos, the way you bring korbonos, it is not a sense of korban. Rav Hirsch, in his Pirush on the Torah, in Vayikra, talks about the word korban. The word korban, it's the mistranslation of a word sacrifice. Sacrifice is giving something up. I'm sacrificing my time now where I would like to be having breakfast. I want to do something else, but I feel I ought to give something up because of a better use of the time. Right? I give something away in order to get something back. That's the idea of a sacrifice, giving something for something else. And that's your idea. That's not what a korban's all about. The word korban itself, from the word korov, the idea of a korban is to come close, to become near to the Ribbono Shel, that is the purpose of it. That's the idea. You're coming to bring yourself close to Hashem. That's what you're bringing with your korban. But unfortunately, says Yeshaya HaNovi, you're not coming close. You're just murdering animals. And he accuses them of stealing animals as well. Where it's clear from the Pasuk, I don't know. But what he says is that if you take animals, even in Chanami, if I go and steal your animal and take it, that's terrible. Even taking my own animal and wasting it. If all I'm doing is not making a proper sincere korban out of it, there's no point in bringing it. So here he's saying it's as if you've taken something that doesn't belong to you and throwing it at the Ribbon Shalom and thinking the Ribbon Shalom is going to be happy. Right? So the Pasuk was there, Avit al-Oni un-Chei Ruach. Who do I look at? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in all these people. Baruch Hashem, Le'an Arad, they've got lots of money, bring lots of korbanos, but we're not interested in them. Interested in the one person, Nebuch, the Oni. The person who's crushed, who's got nothing, but he comes along with a bit of flour. He wants to give something because he feels. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the heart. He sees the heart, and that's the korban that Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Right? So this is the criticism the Yeshaya Novi is giving. Hashem says, Hashem's looking at the humble people who obey me even without the korbanos. Hashem says, I like them. Next pasuk, Shochet Hashor Makeish. The person who shechts an ox. He bought a big animal, it's a huge animal. He's makeish. It's as if he's killed a human being. Literally. You know, you bring a korban, say the mefarshim, without tshuva. If you don't do tshuva, you don't make yourself a better person with the korban. It is as if you've even taken a human being and brought him and shechted him in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Zoraveach Haseh, or if Kelev, one is like the other, you shecht a lamb. It's as if you chopping the head off a dog. That's what it is. Male mincha, you bring a piece of flour. So there's a korban for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's like dam chazir. Yeshaya Novi says it. You're bringing pig's blood. That's your idea of what you're giving. There's no heart in it. If there's no heart in it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not interested in the actual thing you're doing. The korban has no value if it doesn't come from the heart. So that's how the psukim continue, and this is the people that gamhema bochru b'darcheihem. They choose their own ways. Uvshikutzehem nafshim chafetza, and they discuss their abominations, other things that they want to do. In other words, the korbanos are useless. The Beis Hamikdash is a waste of time. That's how Yeshaya HaNovi criticizes the people. And he's literally the people who wants to do, the man who's got nothing and comes along and wants to give whatever I can do. That's the person HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the Pasuk continues, Pasuk Dalet, where it says here that Amani Evcha B'Saluleim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll choose their mockeries, the rubbish that they do, I'll show you, I'll choose what they're doing. The things that they're afraid of, I'll show them, these things will come to them. In other words, all the things that they come along to say, this is what to me is important, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, it's important, it isn't important at all. Get your ideas right, and when you've got your ideas right, stand outside the Beis HaMikdash and then have an idea of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. You don't have the Ribbono Shel Olam in mind, please don't turn up. And then it says the Pasuk, Pasuk continues, Pasuk Dalet, Ya'an Korosi Ve'in One Dibati V'lo Shomeu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I call you and you don't answer me. Yeah, I speak to you and you don't listen to me. You choose the things I don't want. Yeah. The Radak says, I send my Nevi'im to bring the people back together, the people Musa. And the people don't want to listen to the Musa, they don't come back. Shimu Dibar Hashem. HaCharedim El Devor. The Charedim. Here you get the lovely word Charedim, which come here. Charedim are people who tremble, who quake. So the Loshon, the Pasuk is, Rashi explains, Charedim means that those people who hurry with trembling to come near to Hashem's words. When they hear a message from the Rabbeinu Shlolem, they literally, they tremble. It's not a question of they're scared. They want to come near. They want to be close. It's a message from the Rabbeinu Shlolem. Imagine you could turn on the radio now, and literally the Rabbeinu Shlolem is speaking to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sending a message to Klal Yisrael. All you have to do is listen. It's going to be in 2 minutes' time. Let's all wash our hands first. Sit down, let's be quiet. Listen, what does the Rabbeinu Shlolem want? It's that attitude. And this is what, that's Charedim El Devoro. The people who care, who are concerned about what Hashem wants. That's, they come along. And it's Omru, Acheichem Son Eichem Menadeichem. Then, this is, Omru is the verb, and the people who are doing the saying are your brothers. Your brothers, the people who hate you, people who throw you out, these people have said, what have they said? Leman Shemi Yichbad Hashem. For the sake of my name, Hashem will be honored. A manira of Simchaschem, we will see your joy. Veim Yevoshu, but they will be disappointed. They'll be ashamed. So the Radak explains the Loshon is the in-string Loshon of the Pasuk. The Radak says that Yichbat Hashem normally kovod is the idea of glory, but koved is the idea of heavy. So Yichbat Hashem is heavy. That's the Loshon, the Rishoim, the son Eichem and Adeichem. What do they say about the Rabbeinu Shalom? They say that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is too heavy, it's too schwer for us. It's far too difficult, you can't keep his mitzvahs, they're heavy. All the things that Rabbeinu Shalom wants from us are too much for us to do. So we can't do them anymore, sorry, that's it. But it says Hashem back, v'nira v'simchaschem v'heim yevoshu. But you wait. You carry on doing the mitzvahs. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants you to do the mitzvahs. And these Rishoim, who've been telling you off and making fun of you in front of the world, and say, what are you so religious for? Why are you keeping these rules anymore? Believe me, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzgiloi Shechina, comes back to earth, and literally chooses the people who want to keep the mitzvahs and do them properly without any thought of reward, they're just happy to do the mitzvah, the Charedim El Devaro, then these Rishoim, they'll be put to shame in front of everybody else. They were the ones who said, Yichbar Hashem, Hashem is too heavy for everyone. We can't do this anymore. You'll show everyone, you keep the mitzvahs, and then when the Gilo Shechina comes along, you'll be seen to be the ones in the right. And all the people who made fun of you over all the thousands of years, they'll be the ones who'll be shown up. Kol Shon Meir, there's a sound of a Sho'on. Shon is a moving, a stirring, coming from Yerushalayim. Kol Meheichol, from the Beis HaMikdosh. Kol Hashem Meshalim Gmula Oivov. The voice of Hashem, which is repaying the reward of his enemies. What does that mean, reward of his enemies? Giving the enemies back what they deserve. And here, we're now getting into Yemos HaMashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming out from Yerushalayim to fight against Gog Umogog. Right, that's going to happen. And then, it'll be done. I told you, the psukim regarding the battle itself come in Zechariah, the last perek. They don't come here. So here, it merely hints at it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go and pay back to give the enemies what they deserve. And then it says, B'terem tochil yolodah, B'terem tochil, literally, before the woman has gone into labor, she's already given birth. When you see Gog Umogog, you're going to be very worried. See, all these things happening, big wars coming along. I believe the Vilna Gaon is meant to have said that the final war, Gog Umogog, will last 12 minutes. It said in the name of the Vilna Gaon. I do not know, I haven't seen it inside, but it said, the war will be a very, very quick war. It may take a lot of time and a lot of shouting. By the time you get to it and the war actually starts, this will be the final war in history, and it'll be over before you even know it started. There'll be a lot of worry getting there, but then, so literally the Pasuk says, "B'terem yovel chevel lo v'imnita zochor." Literally, a woman comes in the ambulance into hospital. Yeah, she's in labor, oyvei, what are we doing? A few minutes later, mazel tov, baby's born already. That will be the effect of the Geulah HaSidah. That will be the Geulah. Everybody will be saying, there's a terrible war about to happen. They say, what do you mean about to happen? It's already over. It's finished. All the goyim have already been defeated. We've won. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come. Geulah Shechinah has come back to the world. Says the Pasuk carries on, Pasuk Ches Mishoma Kozos, who's ever heard this, who's ever seen this, Hayuchaletz Biyam Echod, can a land go into labor, can a land be born in one day, can a nation come along in one day, Ki Chola, very strange, the word Chola is supposed to Chola, Chola means she has gone into labor, the word Chola, he has become ill, depends where you stress the word. If you just stress it at the beginning, it's she has. If you say she's gone into labor, stress it at the end, cholo, he has become ill. Gam yoldo tzion esponeho. Tzion has literally born her children, brought her children back. The nace that will bring us all back to Eretz Yisrael will be extremely quick. It won't be the normal queuing up at the airport. There'll be a nace that will happen, we'll all be brought straight back to Eretz Yisrael. That will happen. About the time of Moshiach. Then, Pasuk says, Hashem says, am I going to bring the lady to the birth stool where she'll have a baby and she won't have the baby? Of course she'll have the baby. If I've set all the labor pangs going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if I've started it, don't worry, I'll finish it off. If I'm the one who is causing to give birth, shall I shut the womb? The woman's already in labor, the baby's coming out. Am I going to close the womb at this stage? Of course not. Rashi explains it. Rashi says it's a rhetorical question. I've started it, I'll finish it. Don't worry. It'll finish without the slightest problem. The Radak says it's not talking about Klal Yisrael. It's not a question. The Goyim think they're going to be saved as well. But in the middle, the womb will close as far as the Goyim are concerned. They will not be delivered. We, Klal Yisrael, will be delivered, but the Goyim will not. They'll just see that all the problems they have caused, they won't be a question of, right, the war is over, go back home, forget it, it never happened. No, the Goyim who put themselves out to fight against us, they will find themselves stuck in that position. They won't be able to get back home again. They won't recover from what they've started. We will recover as if it hadn't happened. They won't even recover. That's the Va'otzarati, says the Radak. The Va'otzarati, Hashem says, yes, I've started it going, but I'm going to close it in the middle. You're going to be stuck in the middle. That'll be the going there. Pasuk carries on, Simcha es Yushalayim, Megilu v'okalo haveho. So everybody who loves Yushalayim will rejoice with it. All the people who mourn over her now will rejoice in the future. Literally, it's the lesson for every single Tisha B'Av, the lesson for every time we say Yushalayim Ircha, is that if we appreciate what the problem is while it still is, the more we appreciate what has not yet happened, the more we will rejoice when it does happen. And literally, the two go together. All we have to do, when it's on Tisha B'Av, and we sit down on the floor, and we go through the kinnos, and think about it, and cry over it, then just that, the more we appreciate how sad things are, the more we will be given the ability, whether we are alive, or we come back to life. We're told when Moshiach comes, the people throughout the Doros, who waited for Moshiach, will be the first ones brought back to see Moshiach come. Everybody will come back sooner or later, but the people who wanted Moshiach will be the people, will be the first ones, literally the front seat, to be brought back to this world to see the Nisim that Moshiach is going to do, and they'll see it straight away. So literally the Pasuk is saying that the more you mourned over it when there was something to mourn over, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the zechus to be able to rejoice over it. L'man tinku savatem, says the Pasuk, in order you suck and you are satisfied, Mishot Tanchumel, from the breast of the consolations. In other words, you drink from it, you will get out, you will take out of everything, you will see something good in everything. So literally, throughout history, people who can take the bad and find good in it. You can't see the milk of a woman. You can't see it, it's inside her. The baby puts his lips on the right place and sucks. And the baby brings the milk out, and the milk is a wonderful food. Anybody else won't see the milk. You can't see, what's the baby doing? Nobody else can see the milk. It goes out of her body straight into his. So everybody else looks around, what's going on, what's going on? And yet you know, Baruch Hashem, the mother is producing food and the baby is taking the food in. The same way is that if we, you see, sometimes we're in a situation of such sorrow where we don't see what's going to happen. We can't see the solution. We can't see what's going to happen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that all you've got to do is look into the sorrow and you'll take the nechama out of the sorrow. Everybody else doesn't look properly. All they see is sorrows. They don't see any good. But the person who looks into it is taking out the good, can see inside. Well, if you think about this problem, can you see what it's leading up to? It's not there yet, but you can see it's leading up to it, and you've already got a nechama by looking at it, looking into it. So anybody else looking at it can't see anything happening. But you who are looking into it to get out of it what's there, and you've already taken the lesson from it already. Tinku svatim, you'll suck from it and you'll be satisfied from that. The pasuk continues. Yichomar Hashem. And you notice a little. Keno shalom, I'll give you shalom. I'll extend peace to you like a nor, like a river, uchnachal shotef, like an everlasting, overflowing river. Kavod goyim, the kavod, the wealth, the honor of the nations will come to you. Binaktim, you'll suck that. Al tzatin oseo, you'll be born on the side. Val barkaim shosho, and you'll be carried around on knees. So it says here, the pasuk says, that there'll be a tribute from all the goyim. The non-Jewish nations will finally wake up to the fact that we are Klal Yisrael. They've been making fun of us for as many years as they've had the opportunity to. And finally, those who are left afterwards won't make fun anymore. They will praise us. They'll say, you are Klal Yisrael, you are Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation. By the fact that we'll win, will be enough for them to say, yes, you are the right nation. We're sorry. We said nasty things about you. We did nasty things to you. All the goyim around will give you this covered. And it will come like a flooding stream. Their wealth will come from them. And the goyim will care for us, the Mefarshim say. And the goyim will give us covered. Right? The previous pasuk, by the way, said an interesting word. Ves anagtem, and you will have pleasure. Miziz kavoda. Ziz. Ziz, interesting word. The Radak says that ziz here is the same as the word ziv. Ziv means splendor. But it's got a vav at the end. And a vav and a zayin generally don't swap round. Rashi says on that, he says, miziz kavoda, ziz is moving. Yeah, to go from one place to another is lozuz, is to move. So ziz kavoda is the covered, the great honor, which is coming nearer and nearer at speed as we see it. Nearer and nearer comes to us, the covered from the goyim will come to us. And what's it going to be like? The pasuk continues, Ki'ish asher yemotu nachamenu, this pasuk which we say, Nebuchadnezzar, like a person whose mother comforts him, so I will comfort you, and in Yerushalayim you'll be given your nechama. The Mefarshim say that a mother cares more than a father does. Sorry to tell this, all we fathers here, B'lian Hora, it's the mother who's got the greatest love for the child. So when a man is upset, and somebody comforts, who can give the greatest degree of nechama to a person is the person's mother. Her mother says and shows her love for the child, that even though you're suffering, I'm with you. I care for you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you a nechama of a mother, and you'll get that in Yerushalayim. When you get to Yerushalayim, you'll see that. You'll see from Yerushalayim itself how it's going to come. The Tanchumim will be in Yerushalayim. That's where you will receive the greatest degree of nechama for all the things that have happened to you in Yerushalayim. Pasuk continues in Pasuk Yudalad. You'll see it. You'll be happy. Your bones, Tikadesha tifrachno, your bones will bloom, will sprout like grass. Interesting idea. The Radak says that we have a famous pasuk in Mishlei, Ruach Necheo Tivash Gorem. A crushed spirit dries the bones. A person who feels depressed, the whole feeling is taken away, literally your bones shrivel away. So the opposite of the pasuk here is that's Moseichem Tifrachno, your bone, you'll be so happy when you see what's happening, your bones will bloom again. Literally, the opposite of the bones being crushed, where the bones were being dried, where the bones will bloom up. And the Radak said that's because of the Simchas HaGa'ula.
I don't know. Here it says that's the Rosh he uses.
So here the Simchas and Simcha, the Ga'ula, will come along and have that effect on us. Next Pasuk, Kiyanei Hashem. So Hashem's going to defeat the enemies. He'll be angry with his enemies. All the people HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tolerated over the years. For us, Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us what we deserve, unfortunately, over the years, bit by bit by bit. We have not been destroyed. Whatever avirus we've done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dealt with us the way we deserved. And that's bit by bit by bit. And with bit by bit by bit, Baruch Hashem, we're here. That's the whole point. You look at some of the nations, they've been destroyed completely. But otherwise, there are other nations, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll leave it. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally says, I'll leave it enough, he'll say, right, I've piled up all the Averas, you've done that many, there's no second chance anymore, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the whole nation. That's Vazoy Mesoyevov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be angry with his enemies, those who were not given any chances by little punishments. They won't get any little punishments anymore. It's just one big one which will take them away. Kinei Hashem Bo'esh Yobah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come with fire, V'chasufo Markavosov, with a tempest. His chariots will be like a tempest, and they'll come along, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will he do? He'll, Lahashiv B'chemo Apo, Lahashiv, to return his anger with wrath, Garosav La've'esh, with flames of fire. There are ducks that think on the word Lahashiv. Lahashiv is to return. It also comes from the word Shaviv, is a spark. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will set a spark, and that spark will go against all the nations there. Then Kivu'esh Hashem Nishpat Hashem will contend using fire and with his sword against everybody, and many people will be killed. And the Mepharshim say, what's this talking about? This is talking about after they have left this world, they will go to Gehenna. In other words, they'll be taken away. The people who deserve, the nations who deserve to be punished for what they've done to us, will one, be taken away from this world, and two, they'll be put into Gehenna, where they will burn for as long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to. Yud Zayin. Those people who purified themselves, prepared themselves to the gardens. Yep. What's happened? Different people prepare in different ways. The Radak says that the Persians of the time, the Persians made a big fuss about how pure they were. They washed their hands a lot. And they showed themselves as being holy. But by what they ate, eating basara chazir, v'asheketz v'achbor, they ate mouse, they ate shkotzim. In other words, they weren't holy at all. They gave an external, apparently, they were meant to be holy people, but they weren't. They prepared themselves. Everybody sees, look at the clothes they put in. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it precious? But it isn't. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see what they do really, you see the food they eat disgusting food. As far as that's concerned, they'll be destroyed together, these people who gave a good impression on themselves. It's all fake. And the same thing about the nations. Let's face it, whether we agree, whether the Gedolim agree with everything that is done in Eretz Yisrael, some things are good, some things are not good, I'm not taking sides on what's being said. But sometimes you find that the non-Jews criticize us. And the non-Jews criticize and they say how terrible the Israelis are. For them it's hypocrisy. They criticize us for no good reason. If a Gedolim criticize us, it's because they're saying that as Klal Yisrael we shouldn't be acting in a certain way. But when it's a question of the non-Jews finding an excuse and saying, look, this is what the Israelis are like. And the Goyim, how they build it up. And God forbid, talk about Israeli concentration camps, about the Palestinians. Again, the goyim are literally miskadshim mitarim. They try and show how pure they are. And when the Mashiach comes, all these people who try to show how pure they were, they will be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show them to their own face in front of everyone that they were only, literally, they were playing silly games. They should have had respect for Klal Yisrael and not tried to criticize us. Then, Vanochi Maaseh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Maaseh Mu Machzoreseihem, all their acts, all these acts of the goyim have come together to gather them as kol goyim alashonos uvo'u, and the goyim will come along v'ro'es kavodi, and they'll see my covered. Right? But some to you, and this connects also to Zechariah, what Zechariah tells us about the war that will happen. For some to you, I'm os. Hashem says, I'll put a sign on these people. The refugees who survived this war of Gog and Magog, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave some of the refugees alive. They won't all be killed. They will be sent around the world to tell the people, or right around the world, they'll tell them, this is the war, this is what the Almighty God is doing on the behalf of the Jewish people, and every nation will have a person who will come to that nation and give them a personal message telling them an actual account of what's happened in the battle. To show them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on our side. So that I hear it directly. It won't be by the way. They'll say here clearly, and Hashem says, we'll send to all these nations, Ho'im Horachokim, the nations, the islands that are far away, Asheloshomwes Shimi V'loros Kavodi, who don't know anything about me, Hashem says. Haven't seen my covered, V'hegidu Es Kavodim Bagoyim. So these refugees will go to every nation in the world after the battle and tell them exactly about the covered of Hashem. And what will happen then? Now, V'heviu, the Goyim will bring. Es kol acheichem, all your brothers, mikol agoyim, they'll come along as minchol Hashem. The goyim will send Klal Yisrael back. So Klal Yisrael, what will bring us all back? Those of us who are not back in Eretz Yisrael, literally, wherever you have goyim, see Yidden, the goyim will say, we want to help you get back to your land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on your side. It is clear that you've won the battle. We want to encourage you. We want to take you back to, literally, they will take us back. They'll bring us to her. It says, Basusim, horses and Rechev, whatever it would be. In Yeshaya or Novi's time, Yeshaya was talking about the way they used to travel then. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back. But the Goyim themselves will have a share in it. It won't just be a question of, oh, Baruch Hashem, Mashiach, I better go to the airport. The Goyim themselves will organize it. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us. And then we'll come along on Har Kodesh Yerushalayim. The same way as we bring a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, the same as we bring korbanos to our Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim will bring us as a korban. That's how they will feel. What can they bring? Klal Yisrael, what belongs to Hashem? What can we give to Hashem? You give to Hashem what's His. What belongs to Hashem? We do. So the Goyim will have the same sensation of bringing Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael back to Hashem as we would have of bringing a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the idea will be. Same as we bring a mincha and a kli tohar, so they'll bring. V'gam mehem mekach, and the Pasuk says, the people who come back will have Yidden there who come from anywhere part of the world. They didn't even know they were Yidden. And they'll come back. And Hashem says, there are Kohanim among those Yidden. There are Levim among them. They didn't even know there were Kohanim and Levim. They've been so lost over the years. But Hashem says, don't worry. I know exactly who everybody is. I know your Yichus. So HaKadosh Baruch will say to somebody, you have somebody, let's imagine somebody who to all his life he was a goy. He didn't know. He didn't know he was part of Klal Yisrael. And Hashem will send a message to him saying, you're not a goy, you're one of us. Not only that, you're a Kohen, you're a Levi. Come and serve in my Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent, but and it's then the psukim ends, same as Shomayim Achadoshim, there'll be a new heaven and a new earth. It doesn't mean physically new, but it means that the type of world that we're going to have, it's the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, but it's going to be a different type of world. The whole world will look different to everyone. There'll be a world of shalom. And for thousands of years, we've had anything other than Shalom, and there will be a world of Shalom. And this is what's going to happen. And don't think it's going to be temporary. It's not going to be temporary, the Mefarshim say. You don't think that, oh, it's very good. Baruch Hashem, it's lasted for a bit of time, but Mashiach will die. And what's going to happen? It'll all go back to normal again. No, it won't. It's going to stay that way forever, says the Pasuk. And then, every Chodesh, every Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, every Shabbos, on the Shabbos itself, Yovo chol bosor, everybody will come, chol bosor, to prostrate themselves, ishachbos b'fonai omar Hashem, to come and prostrate themselves. This is not talking about Klal Yisrael alone. It's talking about different people, depending on how far they live from Yerushalayim. The people who live nearby will come every Shabbos. The goyim who live nearby will come every Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdosh. The goyim will live further at the end of the land, they'll come every Rosh Chodesh to the Beis HaMikdosh. The goyim will come, not just us. Everybody in the world will make a pilgrimage at least once a year. And the Mefarshim say that everybody, there will not be a single guy in the world who is capable of getting there who will not make the effort once a year, the very least, to come along to our Beis HaMikdosh to bow down to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So literally we'll have, doesn't tell us that all the goyim are going to become Jewish. They don't need to. But they'll serve the Rabbeinu Shalom, and they'll realize there's one house in the whole world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be served, and they'll come and join in there. If you look in Melachim Aleph Perek Ches, where it talks about Shlomo HaMelech, says about the Nochri, the Goy who comes along and davens in the Beis HaMikdash, and Shlomo HaMelech asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to what the Goy says. So the Goyim will all come along to make pilgrimages, and the last Pasuk says that they'll go out and they will see the dead bodies outside, rotting away. Say the Mefarshim, that's only for 7 months. Only 7 months after Gog and Magog, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will leave the dead bodies outside. All the people who fought, I told you, if the battle lasts for a few minutes, all the people who got killed will be left outside the Beis HaMikdosh for 7 months for everybody to see what happens to the Rishoyim who came to fight against the Rabban Shalom. But after 7 months, it says in Yecheskel, they will all be buried, and the land will be tidied, cleared up, and Eretz Yisrael will be tohar. You'll know where the cemeteries are, you'll know exactly where Tumah is, but anywhere else will be tohar, and then it will be clear. Outside Yerushalayim will be beautiful. The land will be given out to Klal Yisrael, will be given our land in the place where the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, in the last and second last parak of Yecheskel, tells us where we're going to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's going to happen. And so we don't ought to end on the Pasuk, where you're Deron Chol Bosor. They'll be disgusting, these dead bodies. So we go back to the Pasuk before. Midei Chodesh, Bechodesh, Midei Yashabas, Bechabat, So Yovo Chol Bosor, Lishtachabas, Slavonai, Omar Hashem, HaKodesh Baruch Hu says, Chol Bosor, every single human being will come and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nu Hashem, Mitzvah Hashem, Amen.
It's very heavily censored.
Oh, yes.
The original, the full Nusa, is the Rebbeinu Bachar.